Do you not see that Allah has subjected to your benefit all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and has lavished on you His evident and hidden favors? Yet there are some people who still argue about Allah without knowledge, without guidance or an enlightening book. When they are asked to follow what Allah has revealed, they reply, "Nay, we shall follow what the ways upon which we found our forefathers." What? Will they still follow them even though Shaitan invites them to the punishment of the blazing fire? He who surrenders himself to Allah and leads a righteous life has indeed grasped the most trustworthy handhold. As the ultimate disposal of affairs rests with Allah. As for he who disbelieves, let not his disbelief grieve you. To us is their return, and we shall inform them of the reality of their deeds. Surely Allah knows the secrets of their breasts. We let them enjoy for a while this life. Then in the hereafter we shall drive them to an unrelenting punishment. If you ask them, "Who has created the heavens and the earth?" they will certainly say, "Allah." Say, "Praise be to Allah." But most of them do not use their common sense to understand. To Allah belong all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Surely Allah is the one who is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If all the trees on earth were pens, and the ocean were ink, replenished by 7 more oceans, the writing of Allah's words would not be exhausted. Surely Allah is mighty and wise. Neither your creation nor your resurrection is anything but as simple as the creation and resurrection of a single soul. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Do you not see that Allah causes the night to pass into the day and the day into the night? That He has subjected the sun and the moon to follow His law, each pursuing its course for an appointed term. And that Allah is well aware of all your actions. This is because Allah is the only reality, and because all those whom people invoke besides Him are false. And because Allah is the one who is the Most High, the Great.